Next week, President Obama is scheduled to unveil the centerpiece of his climate change policy, a new rule requiring a reduction in greenhouse gas emissions from power plants. He's expected to ask states to come up with specifics on how to proceed. There's already a lot of debate about the impact the move will have on the economy. As NPR's Elizabeth Shogren reports, some states have already made headway in cutting emissions, and their experiences could be a model for others.
In 2005, a group of states in the Northeast and Mid-Atlantic agreed to join together to cut their emissions. The nine states now in the program have reduced carbon pollution 40%. Their economies have grown, and as for electricity bills, they went up at first, but then they went down. Kelly Speaks-Bachman chairs the Regional Greenhouse Gas Initiative, or REGGIE.
We've gone through the hard part of setting up a program that we've proven now that works. It's simple. It's cost-effective.
REGGIE is what's known as a cap-and-trade system. The states auction off permits that allow power companies to emit carbon dioxide. Those companies buy and sell those permits. They need them for each ton of carbon dioxide they emit. Speaks-Bachman concedes it was difficult to set up REGGIE. There was a lot of wrangling about whether permits would become too costly and whether local economies and consumers would be hurt. But since 2009, when REGGIE had its first auction, she says those fears haven't been borne out.
I would say that the implementation and the execution of this has been much easier.
Much of the auction money has paid for renewable power or energy efficiency. Some has gone to discount electric bills or just into state treasuries. The nine states have exceeded their goals for reducing greenhouse gases, so recently they agreed to more ambitious cuts. One state, however, New Jersey, pulled out of REGGIE. Its Republican governor, Chris Christie, calls REGGIE a tax and twice vetoed efforts by the state legislature to rejoin REGGIE. Other states and power companies have closely watched REGGIE. Some push back on participants' rosy version of its accomplishments.
The message may be a little misleading.
John McManus is vice president for environment at one of the country's largest power companies, American Electric Power.
There have been a lot of emission reductions in the REGGIE states that have occurred, but in large part, those emission reductions have occurred for other reasons.
Chief among them, cheap natural gas, due to the shale gas drilling boom around the country. Power companies have shifted from coal to natural gas as a fuel to make electricity. And during the recession, people used less electricity anyway. McManus says it doesn't take a cap-and-trade system like REGGIE to get emissions down. He says in the Midwest and Southeast, where most of his customers live, the company has reduced carbon emissions by a fifth since 2005.
The biggest factor has been our using more natural gas to generate electricity relative to coal.
This is because natural gas burns more cleanly than coal. And Sue Tierney, who's an energy consultant from Analysis Group, says it's also relatively cheap.
And that really shifted the ability of natural gas to push out coal from power production.
Tierney hastens to point out cheap natural gas shouldn't get all the credit for REGGIE's success. Investments in energy efficiency and renewable power like solar and wind have reduced fossil fuel use. She believes this gives states lots of options to meet the president's goals.
It's a really, really important thing that the country's about to go through, and I really think it's doable.
But details of what the president will require aren't out yet. The president has said states will have 2 years to come up with their plans. But it took REGGIE states twice that long to devise a way to do it, and that was after they'd committed to cutting carbon together. Elizabeth Shogren, NPR News, Washington.